One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sometimes it's not what you see that is terrifying. It's what you don't see that is terrifying, especially when it comes to ghost stories. Sometimes just the energy, the feeling that you pick up on, that can be the most terrifying. Especially if you're a sensitive person, if you're an empath of any kind, you're not only dealing with human emotions day in and day out, but when you're sensing negativity or sadness or even evil from something you can't see, you can't put your finger on, and worst of all, you can't escape because it's in your room and it has no desire to leave, even though you asked it to. That's terrifying. You feel very trapped. You feel very violated. In our next story, we hear about someone who has been going through just that, along with a series of bizarre signs given to them in various forms, but nonetheless the same sign as these dark feelings continue to invade what should be their safe space, their bed, their room. Take a listen. This past January, I purchased my course books like normal and brought them home, put them away in my bookshelf. The receipt for this purchase was wedged into one of the textbooks and ended up living there until about March when I finally opened my book to study for my final. I found the receipt in between the front two pages where there was not any ink on either of the pages. The book hadn't gotten wet at all and the receipt hadn't gotten wet either when I first bought the book, but I opened the receipt and the ink was smeared, so it was unreadable, and it was just a sad face, except creepier and more detailed than a normal sad face. So I didn't really think much about it, just thought it was a weird kind of funny coincidence that it turned into a sad face with the ink smudging the way it did. This is where it continues to get weird. The next incident, my roommate woke up on a Saturday morning, went downstairs to the kitchen to find a remarkably similar sad face on the counter, but it was a coffee stain. We measured the curve of the mouth portion with every single cup we had, yet none of them would fit the size of the mouth. We kind of laughed about that sad face too, just thinking how it was such a weird coincidence. Strange that it was happening again. Then about a week after that happened, I was carrying something heavy and accidentally dropped it. I forgot what it was, but it had a few sharp edges. I ended up cutting my hand slightly. There were three separate cuts that, I kid you not, made that smiley face on the top of my left hand and the wedge right between my pointer finger and my thumb. At least it was smiley that time. Okay, get ready for the weird coincidence. My brother, who lives in Eugene, was longboarding that same day and fell. Scraped up his left hand, and on the palm of his hand, in between his pointer finger and thumb, the exact opposite of where my cut was a frowny face. I know it seems too weird to be true, but I'm not exaggerating any of this. So my last frowny face story, my friend Sierra moved into the apartment right next to mine in September. About 2 weeks into her living there, she called me over because she had found the exact same frowny face burned into her heater vent. Random side note, Sierra was there when I found the receipt and was dating my brother at the time. that he got his frowny face injury. So I think the sad face is some type of sign or something. I'm not sure if that is something that's unheard of or common, but I thought it was worth mentioning. Another big thing that happened last year has to do with a kitten that I got in July of 2009. I decided to get a kitten. He was your average adorable kitten that loved to play, get into things. Not supposed to. Right when all the frowny face stuff started happening, he began to act a little weird on occasion. I distinctly remember one time he was sitting on my lap, sleeping while I was watching TV. And out of nowhere, he woke up and was looking straight at the ceiling. He would not move. His eyes were huge. Then he started hissing and freaking out. I finally got him to calm down, but after that night, he never slept on the covers again. He'd only sleep under the covers next to my side. Even if he just wanted to be petted, he'd go under the covers. Again, I don't know if the sleeping under the covers thing is a cat thing or just if he was legitimately scared of something. So that weekend, I had to go out of town for about 4 days. My roommate was taking care of him. He'd go into her room, sleep soundly every night on top of the covers. And while all the toys that he loved were in my room, he refused to play with them unless they were out of my room. Keep in mind, he had not been in my room the entire time I was gone, but he went back in as soon as I was home. The night I got back, Oscar, that was his name, was acting strange. I just switched his food right before my trip, though, so I thought it might have something to do with that. But later that night, around midnight, he collapsed. I'd try and help him walk, but he just kept falling over, although he could walk if he leaned himself against a wall. I took him to the emergency vet right away, and they said it was probably just something he had gotten into that was not supposed to be in him, like a toilet cleaner or something. He was 10 months old at this point. So we left him there overnight, came back the next morning, and he was doing worse. To not bore you with this part, I'll just tell you that now that they did every test possible, aside from an MRI, they did x-rays, kidney analysis, ultrasounds, etc., but could not find anything wrong with him. Yet he kept getting sicker and sicker. Eventually, he went almost completely blind, refused to eat, seemingly forgot how to use a litter box, and would not sit still without me holding him for more than 5 minutes. The vet concluded that he had to be either having a tumor or a viral infection in his brain. But since I'd already spent upwards of $2,000 trying to figure out what was wrong with him, and both of those options promised a long, expensive road to recovery, I decided that putting him down would be best for both of us. All this happened within 3 days. There may be no connection whatsoever, but I've heard of animals dying for no reason due to evil spirits. There's one more thing that happened during these couple of bizarre weeks with the frowny face fiascos. My roommate, her boyfriend, who was sleeping at our house that night, and I all woke up around 3:30 a.m. one night. I honestly do not remember what our nightmares were, but we all had remarkably similar ones. All right, so that all happened last year. And while a few things that may have seemed abnormal might have happened between now and then, I cannot think of anything worth mentioning. This brings up a couple of days. This happens a couple of days ago. I was going to bed like normal. It felt like someone was in the room in the corner just watching me. I turned a movie on, turned the lights off, but I could not make out anything. I could just not take my eyes off this one spot, though. The movie was over. I was getting really freaked out. There was just this bad energy in the room. So I decided to try and sleep with the lights on. 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 5 a.m., and could not sleep, nor had the bad energy gone away. I guess I was too scared to fall asleep because I thought something bad was going to happen to me. I finally ended up being able to fall asleep around 8, around the time my roommate woke up, but was only able to sleep until 11:30 because I had a review session for a class. Yesterday, I was kind of researching how to get rid of this type of thing, and I still have not concluded what it is, energy, ghost, demon, etc. So I came across something that said you should pray. Whatever it is will most likely go away. Not being a frequent prayer, I felt a little awkward, but last night around 9 p.m., I decided to do that. I was whispering my prayer, but it was out loud. I do not remember exactly what I asked, but I just asked that whatever was in my room or life be removed and to leave me at peace. The minute I did it, I felt a wave of energy. So negative, I almost started crying. It was like this thing knew I was going to start praying about it and did not like it. But I continued my prayer with this feeling of paralyzation and negativity, which only deepened as I went on. It was probably around a 30-second prayer. I did not show fear in my voice. I was polite but stern that this is my residence. I said amen. Literally 5 seconds later, my light that was next to my bed turned off briefly and then back on. This never happened before. The bulb's not old. I know this may not seem scary to you, but following that negative wave, this was easily one of the most terrifying moments I've ever encountered. I felt like I'd done something horrible, and revenge was about to be sought on me. I was paralyzed in fear, but somehow managed to get up and walk to my roommate's room and ended up sleeping in there. As soon as I lay on her bed, I felt so safe, and while having another person there was part of it, the negative energy was gone. But the same thing as the night before, it happened. I couldn't sleep. Did not fall asleep till 3:30. Woke up at 5:30. I could not go back to sleep. Her room felt safe, but as soon as I got back to mine, the feeling of being watched and negativity, it was there again. As I sit here writing this, I feel this negative thing in my room. It's not as strong as it was that night, but it's here. My chest is tight, and I cannot help but feel as if I'm not alone. It, whatever it is, has hatred or confusion about me. I've not slept since this morning, making my total sleep time from the last two nights about 5.5 hours total. I'm the most exhausted I've ever been. I cannot seem to fall asleep. I felt it near me today, kind of a cold patch. It seemed like it was taunting me. The cold would touch my face, then pull away and repeat. Finally, I was getting so annoyed. No windows or doors open. I finally said, "Please stop." The cold stopped for about 5 minutes and then started again. Stopped about 30 minutes ago, but it is here somewhere. I just want to get this out of my life. It seems to appear only occasionally, but the energy it put out last night is what prompted me to write this and ask what I should do. It is a mystery, but it's something that's tormenting my life on a daily basis.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.